Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, also known as SM2N. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of April, 2012. This is my audio blog. I received an email today from YouTube telling me that one of my videos has got a copyright issue. It said, your video, quote, Slam Idol 286, Familiar Taste of Blood by Rachel Cann, first 10 minutes, unquote, may have content that is owned or licensed by IODA, but it's still available on YouTube. In some cases, ads may appear next to it. This claim is not penalising your account status. Visit your copyright notices page for more details on the policy applied to your video. Yours sincerely, the YouTube team. So yeah, I've visited the copyright notices page. Well, first of all, I googled IODA because I had absolutely no idea who that was. Found that there was some digital agency that publishes stuff. I then went onto the copyright notices page, which took me to a page in my Google YouTube account saying that that my video had content that was similar to other published content on YouTube. Now, of course, the matched third party content is what it says. And of course, this video, I had full permission in writing from Rachel Cann, the poet, who wrote and performed this poem. Full permission to publish this video, so, or to include her video inside one of my produced videos. So, naturally, I've disputed it. So there's a disputes process hidden away on this in the YouTube infrastructure. So I've done that, but I don't know how I feel about this whole thing about they can claim that they have rights over this content, and kind of YouTube seem to assert those rights without checking with me first. You know, whether seeking to find out from me whether I had permission to republish this content in my own video stream. So I just don't know how I feel about that, about them enforcing somebody's claim without checking with me first. What do people think about that? Is that erring on the side of caution for copyright owners? People that might claim to have the publishing rights. If in doubt, unpublish, or do what the claimant requests, whatever that may be, whether it's putting adverts beside the content. Presumably, if they put adverts beside that video, then the revenue from that advert would be given to IODA. Is that the whole point of that? Anyway, it struck me as a bit odd, and I'd welcome other people's opinions on this. But I definitely feel like I've done nothing wrong here. I definitely had written permission from the original copyright owner before I published this content. There we go, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves, and speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo!